Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody here see the movie Blazing Saddles? It's a kind of a classic. And there's one scene where Harvey Korman's there, and they're getting all these bad guys, these Nazis and motorcyclists. I mean, no offense. And Ku Klux Klan people and Methodists and all that. And they were lining up, and they were saying what credentials they have to be a bad guy. And the one guy was like that. And Harvey Korman said, "Are you chewing gum?" Remember that scene? And the guy said, no. So he got one of his henchmen. He said, he pulled it out. "You're chewing gum. Did you bring enough for everybody?" He said, no. And Harvey Korman shot him. And the one guy said, "Boy, is he strict. Well, when we're hearing Jesus' parables this last week and this week, boy, is he strict." These parables are tough because, you see, we're still in the season of green. And that means we're growing in Christ. And for his disciples, Jesus is not pulling any punches. He's saying, "Okay, you're going to follow me? Okay, we've got to go like this." And he gets our attention. So he talks about a king whose son was getting married. It was joyful, and there's celebration. And he invites the rich people. He invites the businessmen. And they don't come. So he sends his slaves to invite them to the big party. And what some said, "Well, no, I got business to do. No, I got stuff to, I've got other things I got to handle." And then some go crazy. You're invited to a party. They seized the slaves, beat them up, and kill some. Well, the king said, "Whoa!" He gets ticked off. So he sends in his soldiers, he kills those bad guys, he burns down their town, but he still has a problem, right? He's got all that meat from the calves. And he's got all the food. He's got everything ready. No one there. And remember, this is first century Palestine. And weddings, well, today they're tens of thousands of dollars. But that was even more because you invited most of the community. And he had nobody to come. And in first century Palestine, it was a shame-based culture. In other words, it was a small village kind of place. And people looked at you, and if something went wrong with you or they couldn't keep your word, you were shamed. And the king, he was ashamed. I mean, the rich people rejected him. The businessmen rejected him. He was in danger of having all this food go to waste. And the king's reputation would have been ruined. Finally, he said, "Okay, in desperation, just go out there. Get anybody. I don't care if they're good or bad. Just bring them in. And there was a party, you'd think, that people would jump at the chance. Well, you know something? You have jumped at the chance. You came here today. This is the party. This is the feast of victory for our God. This is the bread, the wine, the word. Christ, who is victorious over sin, death, and the devil, all the evil will be one day vanquished, and the goodness and love of God will fill the earth. You're part of this joy. You're here, the victory of our God. Victory over all the evil that we see in the world, all the terrible things we've seen in the Middle East this past week. All that will come to an end." And as Jesus reminds us in this parable, even though being at the wedding feast doesn't mean you're part of the kingdom. I mean, Jesus said, just because you say, "Lord, Lord," doesn't mean you're going to get to the kingdom. One guy didn't have all of us. The wedding garment was an outward symbol of the inward reality. You're here at the party. What's the garment you think he's talking about? What's the garment? What gets you to heaven? What makes you part of God's kingdom? Yes. What?
Baptism.
your God and your neighbor as yourself. That's the garment. That's the garment that Jesus is talking about. And that's the garment that means you're part of that kingdom because you're in the spirit of Jesus. And that's the garment we are to wear. And Jesus reminds us of that today. The king said no to a man because he wasn't wearing the proper garment. He wasn't there from the heart. See, from the heart, that's where all the good in you comes out. And from the heart, that's where the evil can come out. And the heart is so important. God can see the heart. We need the garment of Christ on our bodies, in our hearts, to be acceptable in the kingdom, especially in these times. Love, kindness, goodness, listening to other people, generosity. You know, Reinhold Niebuhr, the great American theologian, and he taught at Union Theological Seminary in New York, and he was in the 40s, 50s, 60s, early 60s, and he died in the early 70s. He said, evil is not necessarily done by evil people. Evil is done by good people who don't know themselves and don't think deeply enough. Well, who are you? What's your identity? Who are you? Ah, thank God. A child of God. That's your main, over being American or male or female, hetero or heterosexual, black or white. You're a child of God. And when did you become a child of God? When you're baptized. When you're baptized, you receive the garments. You receive the garment of Christ. Love, hope, peace, gentleness, joy, all the gifts of the Spirit. We need that garment, especially in these times. And only God can see the heart. We're not justified by our works. We're justified by faith. But faith without works is dead. What's in you needs to shine through. Shine through. The point is that Jesus is telling us the truth in this parable. And the truth is that God's kingdom is a kingdom in which love and joy and kindness and faith, hope, and love, and to do justice and love kindness, to walk humbly with your God, is experienced. And you show it. You are the light. You are the fire of the Spirit in you. When you have fire of the Spirit in you, then you're the light of the world. The warmth and compassion and goodness of Christ flow through you, and you affect your environment, just like the opposite does. The love of God has to be matched by our loving lifestyle. To be students of Jesus are those who hear the word and do it. God looks at the heart, for there is the genesis of everything. And this garment is our baptismal gift. In this way, that's why I'm so excited that you guys are reading your devotionals. God's Word is part of your day. Reading the Bible. Prayer is so important before you do anything. Pray. These things help open you to God and break the barriers of our sinful selves so God can enter into your heart and warm your heart with love. And Martin Luther always said, don't do anything unless your heart's warmed. I mean, every day he would go, he got up 3 hours before everybody else and prayed for 3 hours every day, even with a hard day. But then around lunchtime, he'd always take a break and go to the chapel and pray the Psalms until his heart was warmed. When his heart was warmed, then he could go on and continue to do ministry for the day. That's so important. This is the way we celebrate God. Our hearts open to God. And we receive today, you can receive the very reality of Jesus Christ, his body, his blood given for you. To wear that garment that's not only the outside, but comes from the inside out. So that you in the world could be the person that overcomes hate with love. It overcomes competition with cooperation. Who overcomes fear with the peace of God
that passes all other shame, to keep your minds and your hearts in Christ Jesus, Father.